Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather. So far, the strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit this week. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles an hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. As floodwaters continue to blanket many communities around northeast Wisconsin, authorities are sharing one common message: drive with caution. Brown County deputies say they continue to see people trying to drive around barricades in flooded areas, like the intersection of Monroe and Hoffman and De Pere. The word they want to get out: you won't make it. As if homeowners dealing with flood damage don't have enough to worry about, the Wisconsin Builders Association is warning people to watch out for storm chasers. These are out-of-town contractors who show up after severe weather and try to take advantage of people desperate for repairs. The group says homeowners should check credentials, get written contracts, and never pay large amounts up front. Wisconsin law also protects homeowners from contractors who promise free repairs or say they'll cover your insurance deductible. Our brief bit of sunshine was a welcome respite for so many still trying to dry out after record flooding this week. With a narrow window to fix flood damage before another potential threat of severe weather tonight, communities are rallying to help each other in any way they can, from filling sandbags, sharing equipment and tools, to offering emotional support. Northeast Wisconsin is coming together in this time of crisis. Water levels are expected to continue rising into the weekend. Village leaders in one of the hardest hit areas, Shayocton, say flooding there is even worse now than it was during Monday and Tuesday's heavy downpours. The communities of New London, Shayocton, and Wyawega all had to evacuate at one point during the record flooding. Shayocton and New London are still under an evacuation order. Because of the ongoing flooding in those communities, We Energies is shutting off natural gas to help keep homes and businesses safe. In addition to Shayocton and New London, We Energies said they temporarily disconnected natural gas for about 300 customers in Fremont as well. With all the destruction we're seeing by floodwaters, one natural act of new life in Northeast Wisconsin is going on like nothing's happened, just like it has for millions of years. It's the time of year sturgeon start to spawn. The showy annual event draws hundreds to the banks of the Wolf River in New London and Shayocton to witness this prehistoric event. But this year, those banks are overflowing, and so are the sturgeon. People have spotted the massive fish swimming through shallow waters in what used to be parking lots or ditches. DNR officials, though, say they're not worried about this unique spectacle. They say if the sturgeon found a way in, they'll find a way back out again, pointing out that sturgeon have adapted to survive since the time of the dinosaurs. They're confident they'll adapt to this too. The one drawback is that spectators won't likely see the sturgeon spawn as close as they usually do because it'll be happening in deeper water. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor Megill, why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with damaging wind gusts, a large hail, and even a tornado or two possible. So be weather aware later today. After that, some heavy rain overnight tonight. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.